Agriculture in Byron Bay. Agriculture was the economic foundation upon which Byron Bay was built. The first commercial crop grown was sugarcane, processed at a small sugar mill at Ewingsdale from 1887. In 1890, farmers switched to the more profitable dairy farming, with production underpinning Norco Byron Bay's butter factory, which was built in 1895 at the southern end of Johnson Street, which is now the RSL Club. Its primary production, butter, was for export to Sydney and ultimately to the global markets. By the 1920s, 25% of New South Wales milk production was processed at Byron Bay, and by the mid-1930s, Byron Bay was producing 35,000 tonnes of butter annually, or 60% of New South Wales total. It continued to dominate the state's butter production until the 1960s. A few years after the dairy factory was built, a piggery processing plant was established in Byron Bay also, with the animals fed from the skim milk and by-products from the dairy factory. This was the basis for the large bacon, ham, sausage and small goods industry that was part of Norco Byron Bay's business. Norco's butter factory closed in 1972 and the bacon factory in 1975. Bananas, a significant early crop, became important following World War I, with annual production reaching 200,000 cases in the 1930s, climbing to a peak in the 1960s and then declined to its current low level. Byron Bay's first beef production meatworks was established just before World War I, but did not become a significant producer until the early 1930s, exporting to the Sydney markets and to Britain. From 1959, boneless beef was exported to the US markets. Beef production peaked in 1964 and declined steadily until 1983 when the meat works was closed. Sunny Brand Chickens started in the early 1970s as a chicken processing plant, employing three people and handled 200 chickens per day. It quickly grew into one of Byron Bay's largest industrially employing upwards of 400 people, capable of processing 300,000 chickens per week, and had an annual turnover of $100 million. After 30 years as a locally owned and managed operation, it was sold to a major Australian chicken processor before being on-sold to an American company who closed the operation in 2016. This marked the end of Byron Bay's agricultural industrial era.